November's historic hiring continues. That's a part of your lead story for this morning's Buzzcast. It is Tuesday, November 24th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcor, getting closer to Thanksgiving, hoping everybody will have a great Thanksgiving week. First, let's start with hiring. Earlier this month, the Marlins made history by hiring Kim Ng as general manager. Yesterday, the Blackhawks made two moves that also garnered widespread attention. First, the team hired U.S. Women's National Team captain Kendall Coyne Schofield as a player development coach, and it promoted Megan Hunter, who was previously general manager Stan Bowman's executive assistant, to director of hockey administration and amateur scout. So, big moves there by the Blackhawks. Meanwhile, last night on Monday Night Football, you had the Rams facing the Buccaneers. More impressively, an all-black officiating crew worked an NFL game for the first time in league history. Before the game, Bucs coach Bruce Arians applauded the decision, called it long overdue and fantastic. I agree. Congratulations to that officiating crew for last night's game. Staying with the NFL, if you didn't read yesterday's Wall Street Journal, you should. Why? Because Washington football team owner Dan Snyder offered a very rare interview to the Wall Street Journal. He acknowledged his team's culture and work environment demanded a sweeping overhaul. He says that the team can change. He says they are really trying to get it right. A couple of things to take note here. Dan Snyder's comments come as there is an independent investigation commissioned by the team and now overseen by the league into the team's workplace environment. Notice he did not talk to the Washington Post. The Washington Post has reported time and time again on allegations from women who were either cheerleaders or who worked in the organization who said they were harassed or verbally abused while working for the team. Meanwhile, Dan Snyder acknowledges he should have been more involved. He said he could have done more to manage the team's workplace environment. He did acknowledge that the perception that he rarely spends time in the team offices and lacked basic involvement in much of the day-to-day affairs was true, but that he was trying to get more involved and, as I said, get it right. So Dan Snyder offering a very, very rare interview to the Wall Street Journal yesterday. Let's shift to baseball. Mets president Sandy Alderson said the team is no longer looking for a president of baseball operations. Who will that be? Likely him. They'll search for a general manager. They have interviewed about six possible GMs after Brody Van Wagenen left his position earlier this month. Now, Sandy Alderson first said earlier this month he did not plan on making baseball decisions. He expected to have a seat at the table, but that they were going to hire a president of baseball operations. That has clearly changed. He said yesterday he doesn't expect to get down into the weeds on hiring and day-to-day baseball moves, but that he will be more involved and the scope of the position has changed. More changes at the Mets after 7.5 years as the team's executive VP and CRO. Lou DiPaoli is leaving the organization at the end of the year. He'll remain with the team during the current ownership transition and then will depart. Lou DiPaoli, a very well-regarded executive, again, been with the team for over 7 years on all of the revenue and business side. He will be leaving the Mets organization at the end of December. Another team in transition, we've talked about the Cubs. Well, yesterday the Cubs announced a 5-year contract for Jed Hoyer in his new position as president of baseball operations. Remember, Hoyer was elevated last week to succeed Theo Epstein. Staying with baseball, because one of the things I was most excited for this year, it got canceled, but was the plan for the Field of Dreams game in Iowa. Baseball said yesterday they're rolling that back out. Tentative plans, White Sox, Yankees, presented by Geico, Thursday, August 12th, airing nationally on Fox. This would be at that Field of Dreams facility, 8,000 fans in Iowa. I think it could be a huge hit. It was originally scheduled for this August, but of course was postponed due to COVID. Baseball has plans to bring it back next August. Let's all hope that game does take place, because I think it could be just a great event for baseball and for sports. News out of the New York Times yesterday was that Adidas has named J.P. Morgan Chase to help it consider a sale of Reebok. A sale of Reebok could happen as early as next year. Now, this is not news. Rumors have been floating that Adidas is looking to sell Reebok. Remember, some reports have Adidas getting about $1 billion if they do decide to sell Reebok. Sounds like a big figure. It's really not. Adidas paid an estimated $4 billion for Reebok in 2005. Shows how that business has dramatically changed. I want to do look overseas to the UK because we continue to look how they're handling coronavirus precautions and protocols. Now in the UK, crowds of up to 4,000 can return to sporting events starting next week. Remember, UK had another shutdown. Now they are easing those restrictions. Prime Minister Boris Johnson confirmed on Monday that crowds of up to 4,000 can return to sporting events in the UK starting next week. And the last item on today's Buzzcast, the appeal of Austin FC. We've talked on the Buzzcast about how strong I think this franchise could be in that Austin market. Well, the team said yesterday that the club's first kit released last Wednesday broke a 24-hour sales record for inaugural jersey launches on the MLS store. Also, there were long lines around town at select locations selling the merchandise. And the bottom line is that this launch seems like it's going to be a big hit. If it was a stock, I would be buying Austin FC. The expansion franchise is scheduled to kick off this spring of 2021. All indications are the business and the popularity metrics of Austin FC could be through the roof. So keep your eye on that franchise. So that is your morning Buzzcast for Tuesday, November 24th. I'm Abe Madcore. I will not be with you tomorrow, but I hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you when I'm back on Monday. Again, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be safe. Be good to each other, and I will talk to you next week.